This is a ditch, not the ditch, but a ditch that I'm here next to just as an example to tell you the story. Hi, I'm Blake, and I'm a doofus. I mean, this is a tailgate talk. Hey, so let me tell you a story about a little kitten. We were at the church one day. We were doing a little work, and a couple of our youth group girls heard something in a ditch across the street, and they went over to investigate. They found in that ditch a tiny little kitten. Skin and bones, that kitten was. Starving to death. It was so hungry. And it was tiny. Did I mention that? No one else around. No cat around. No other kittens around. Just that poor little helpless kitten all by itself in the ditch. And what did they do with that kitten? They picked it up and they carried it across the street to the church. And all the rest of the men that were there for this project that we were doing said, "Oh, that's sad. I'm going home." And I said, "I guess I'll take the kitten home because I don't want to leave a kitten starving here in the ditch." And so I took that kitten and we went and we got a litter box and food and food bowl and, you know, all the stuff you have to have for a kitten. Took it home and it took up residence in my office. And then it had a little issue with some skin on its stomach. It required it to go to the vet and had to have a little surgery and then another surgery. And I got a high maintenance kitten, see? A high maintenance kitten. I didn't know it was gonna be high maintenance when I took it home, but it was just hungry and it needed something. I didn't want to just leave it there to starve. I felt bad. I took it home. I got a high maintenance cat. And so now I have a friend in my office that sits in my lap when I study and is stuck to me when I'm in there. A high maintenance kitten. I couldn't just leave it in the ditch though. I mean, I just call me a softy. I call me a doofus, but call me a softy. Call me whatever you want to. I couldn't just leave this starving kitten in the ditch. I couldn't. Just couldn't do it. Now, a kitten's one thing. Little puppy on the side of the road. You know, different people handle it different ways. But how do we react to people in need? What do you do when you see a person in genuine need? A person who is genuinely hurting, in genuine need. Need, real need, what do? Do you turn a cold shoulder? Do you walk away? Do you just look the other direction and try to forget what you've seen? What do when you see someone in genuine need? Jesus would say in Matthew chapter 25, in red letters now, "Whatever you do to the least of these, my brothers, you've done it to me." What does that mean? It means that how we treat those who are vulnerable, how we treat those who cannot help themselves, how we treat those who depend on us to help them, says a whole lot about what we really believe about Jesus. And Jesus' own words would say that how we treat them is how we treat Him. Now, I'm not equating a person in need to a cat in need. I'm not making that. I'm not drawing that line there. I'm not saying that those are the same thing. And if you feel that way, I'm not doing that. That's not what this tailgate talks about. We're not going there. That's a different story for a different time. All I'm saying is this. People are eternal. And they matter. And how we react to them when they're the most vulnerable says a lot about our heart. So can I ask you today, what are you doing when you see someone in genuine need? The most genuine, deepest need that anyone will ever have is to know who Jesus is. How many people do we walk by every single day who need Him and we don't share? Hey, that's just my encouragement for you today, and I hope that you'll join me next time. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop a tailgate. Until then, I'm going to save you a seat right here And until then, I hope you have a great week. I love you, and God loves you more. And I so appreciate you for joining me today. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time on A Tailgate Talk.